Instant illumination. Instant illumination. Instant illumination. Will we ever get instant illumination? Will we ever, ever get instant illumination? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Now, I just read an article about this doctor who's doing research on the brain stem cells. And he writes, in working with mice, when they exercise the mice, when the mice are doing a lot of good exercise, they increase the capacity of their stem cells to develop and grow by 70% in a period of 5 weeks. 5 weeks! 70%. Now, that's just in one series. Now, and that was in the younger mice. Now, the older mice did not accelerate so quickly, but any acceleration would be good. Okay, now, exercise is very important. Now, exercise doesn't mean that you have to get out and lift weights. That doesn't hurt, but you don't have to do that. You don't have to go and run track. You don't have to be an athlete par excellence. That wouldn't hurt you, but you don't have to do that. Now, why is it that athletes, per se, are usually not considered intellectual geniuses? Athletes, per se, are spending so much of their time on their athletics that they're not spending time meditating and thinking. Now, there are probably a lot of athletes who are meditating and thinking that we don't know about, who are coming up with great and wonderful things, but they are the people who are, like the idea that came to this doctor, and the idea came to him and said, this material will work, the body will not reject it. Oh, yes, it will, you know. And then he stopped arguing with reason and logic, and he tried it, and it worked. Now, our athletes are probably so involved in their athletic prowess and their genius in working in that field that they don't take time to listen to the divine within. They don't take time to practice what comes through to them, what genius comes through to them. Then you take some jerk, some stupid nut, like Schwarzenegger, you know? And Schwarzenegger worked on his body from childhood on. He developed it and developed it. And what happens to him? He becomes the athletic director for the United States, the president's special appointment of athletic, not athletic, but health and education director. And this guy's nothing. He's just a, he married well. He married into the Kennedy family, and he did a lot of other good things. But and then he became an actor. And he became a top actor. His acting was buff and big, but he was not stupid. And all the way along the way, he kept doing his weightlifting. He kept doing his training. He kept doing his thing. And what happened to him? He decided to run for governor, state of California, and the people just overwhelmingly elected him. Now, what did the people see something in him that we don't see? Do the people see something in him of his magic and genius? Well, he's proving himself out to be quite an effective governor. He's got a lot of things to fight, but that's only because he became governor. If he had become governor and not lived in the governor's mansion and not worked in the legislature, you know, kept himself aloof from it with his dreams and his plans and then implemented them, he would have been great. But the thing is, the moment you start associating with people who have to think through logically, who bargain, I will vote for your bill if you will vote for my bill, and that sort of stuff, well, that sort of put him on a little different level. And he's still governor, and who knows, he may be reelected, and he may have many wonderful things going for him, but I have a feeling being governor is not all that he had hoped it to be. He looked for it as being something where he could really do something beneficial for his state and his world. And he found himself just fighting with the in-groups. This happens to a lot of us. Now, what is fighting with the in-groups? Can anyone tell me the two words? Reason and logic. It's only reasonable that he would do this. It's only logical that he would do this. And the moment we fall into the trap of reason and logic, we're in trouble. Now, exercise helps the stem cells to develop and grow by 70% in 5 weeks, the exercising that they did in these mice. Now, mice have the same type of it all that humans have. And so experimenting with mice and equating that as a possibility for human beings is true. But you take Jack LaLanne, and he was teaching good health and good living. Well, Jack LaLanne is still living in a buff body. He's still living in a healthy body, and he's 99 years old. Now, that's rather good, isn't it? Now, he loves his work. He has his organizations all over the world that are active, but he doesn't fight with anybody. This is the program that I teach. This is the thing that we do, and that's what we do. And, oh, yes, he promotes different foods that he creates, substances that he creates as beneficial for the diet and all that sort of stuff. But he does not have any logic or reason to anything. He just says, exercise the way I tell you to and eat the way I tell you to, and you'll be great, you know. I don't want to argue with you why. I don't want to say because of this and because of that. All I do is say, I know. I listened within, and I got the message, and I'm following it. I wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull. I listened within, and I followed exactly what it said. I didn't change one word or one comma or one paragraph. I did it exactly the way it came to me. You see, now that's a genius. Who else do you know is like that? Think of it, a long time ago. Muhammad. Remember in writing the Quran that he wrote? Remember? Mm-hmm. He wrote the whole thing from kibber to kibber. And it's all his. Now, oh yeah, sure, he took ideas from here and from there and from everywhere, but the thing is, it came from within him, and it was just a fluid writing. It's rather good, like the Sistine Chapel painting, you know. And it was a masterpiece. And many people followed it and lived it, and it was good. And then people started rewriting it, and then it began to get into trouble, as far as some of the world is concerned. Now, exercise helps us to develop our brain muscles, helps us to develop our stem cells in our brain, and helps us to expand them and get the best out of them. Now, our stem cells in our brains are undifferentiated. They have no purpose, no direction, nothing. They're just waiting to be told what to do. Now, do you want to tell them what to do? Or do you want the divine in you to tell your stem cells what to do? As you well know, the divine in you told your stem cells what to do in creation of your body, and it did a pretty good job. You know? Mm-hmm. Can you improve on that?
No.
Not very well. So let's train our thinking to have the divine in us utilize our stem cells in our brain and in our body for our highest and best. Now, we would like our stem cells, if I can say this word here, to be fluid, to be flexible, to be active, to be readily able to respond to whatever. And one of the ways that we do this is by exercising. If every day we would take an hour walk or a half hour walk at least, every day, at a significant hour walk, not just a walk where we sort of sit down every 10 minutes, you know, but a walk where we're really walking along, and not fast, not slow, but just walking along, and then letting our mind enjoy the scenery, whatever it may be, wherever we may be. And that exercise every day causes us to be fluid in our brain activity, in our undifferentiated stem cells, wherever they may be doing whatever they're doing. And this is what we want to really learn and really benefit ourselves in doing. Now, exercise causes the brain stem cells to develop and grow 70% in capacity in a 5-week period, where this has been studied by scientists. Now, that's rather remarkable, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Very remarkable. Now, we've given you illustrations of some outstanding physical people who were excellent, but there are a lot of non-physical people who are excellent too, but they are exercising too. Now, I'm going to throw this in. It might be a wrench in the works, but they say, and they prove this, that scientists who are thinking scientists, who are think tank scientists or thinkers who think, usually are very slim people, usually are very thin people, because their brain is using all the energy that it can get. And the brain has more capacity for blood than any other part of the body. And it has the major capacity, the major application. So, but if we can get, like our scientists, like our thinkers, like our mathematicians, like our writers, like our artists, like our creative people, using our mind, exercising our mind, that's a term that they use too, exercising our mind, we are doing really as much exercising as we would be if we were taking a walk. But don't let that give you an excuse for not taking a walk. That's using your brain to its peak. And if you want your body, if for any reason your body needs to be loved just a little bit, give it some exercise. Because the exercise you give your body responds in a healthy body. And this is part of the game that we like to have. So, we'll introduce many more parts of the game as time goes on. But little by little, step by step, play these games and enjoy yourself, because that's what life's all about. Have a lovely day. And exercise causes the brain stem cells to develop and grow 70% in 5 weeks, where it has been specifically, actively exercised. Amen. I will see you again shortly. I love you eternally.